T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB. It's 7:05, 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Kevin Wall. They're on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for another one-hour schmooze right up until the Colts and the Texans at 8. Right here on your fan, New York City.
Fourth and four at the Jet 39. Jones takes the snap. He's back to throw. Delivers it right. Caught by Slayton on the run. He's to the 20. Breaks left 15. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Giants. 39 yards. Darius Slayton.
And tonight's New York Football Giants segment with Darius Slayton. This portion of the show presented by EY. The better the question, the better the answer. The better the world works. Darius Slayton, I was asking for you. I wanted part of your voice. For a couple of minutes, you have been just sensational. It's a struggling season. We all know from that. But apparently, at Auburn, in the SEC, and you take a number in the number 171 overall in the fifth round. They taught you right at Auburn, didn't they?
You know, I have really good coaches in college, you know, that, you know, helped me get ready for, you know, the next level. And also just playing against SEC competition week in and week out helped a lot.
How do you handle, and we'll get into some game by game, but how do you handle playing for the New York Football Giants in New York City with all the scrutiny, with all the media, the sports talk radio, the newspapers, the internet, social media, and of course the yelling? It's very loud and a lot of yelling and screaming going on with fans who are not happy with the team being with only 2 wins and all the losses. How do you get away from all of what surrounds you? Not to mention just the losing, but how do you get away to let the losing go and looking forward to the very next game?
You know, I kind of feel like, you know, the game ends and then you go in Monday and you watch the film, and then kind of after that you flush it and you move on to the next week. And, you know, I just try to focus on the task at hand. So, you know, the outside noise, you know, doesn't really bother me too much. You know, I just try to lock in week out and focus on the opponent I have ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. And what does Shermer say after games?
Pretty much we just, you know, we all know, you know, we got to make more plays. You know, at the end of the day, if you end up losing the game, then you didn't make enough plays to win. So we know that as a team. And that's kind of, you know, just his general message. You know, we got to make more plays, got to execute at a higher level to be able to win games.
Yeah, of course, you and Daniel Jones have made, in really a short period of time, a terrific connection. And, of course, he started in game number 3, as you did. And, of course, you and he, very familiar with each other, with all the practices going way back already, because you were not practicing with the first unit. You were practicing with the second unit, per se, and practicing with Daniel Jones. And the two of you have made a nice connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun to be able to, you know, kind of grow and experience this rookie season alongside him. You know, he's a great player, and, you know, he's made my job easy most Sundays.
The biggest adjustment for you leaving Auburn and coming to the New York Football Giants and coming to the NFL, what's been for you the biggest adjustment?
Probably getting used to having a job, you know, so you used to going to class and, you know, you have, you know, other obligations in college and things of that nature. But, you know, now football is just a job. You know, I wake up and I do football all day long, every day. And, you know, fortunately, I love the game. So, you know, I have no problem doing that. But it's been an adjustment just getting used to, you know, waking up, going to work, kind of coming home and figuring out my daily routine.
You have been really a tremendous find. There's no question about it. And Giants fans, I mean, certainly they may not have heard of you. Those Giants fans who certainly follow college football had to know of you, that's for sure. But the bottom line is the general NFL public has discovered you as you have discovered your game very, very early. So obviously your mindset, your thinking was, if I get a chance, if I get the opportunity, and that came for you in game number 3, you were going to do something about it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just, you know, I had a little hamstring injury in the preseason, and, you know, that kind of kept me out of most of the preseason, out of the first 2 games. But, you know, I knew I just had to stay mentally ready. And, you know, that's kind of all I did. I just kind of focused on making sure I knew my assignments, making sure I knew my play. So that when I was ready to come back, you know, I'd be full go and ready to play.
Auburn, very much a football school. And, of course, everybody always says that whether you play at a major college or whether you don't, making an adjustment to the NFL is something that takes a while. It doesn't seem like it's taken you all that long to make the necessary adjustments you've had to make it in the NFL with the Giants.
I mean, I definitely think, in my opinion, I think playing in a conference I played in, there's a physical jump, but it's not, I feel like the physical gap isn't quite as wide, but, you know, I feel like the mental aspect of the game is where the real difference lies. You know, you have somebody like Eli Manning with 16 years of experience. You know, he's got more NFL experience than I do football experience my whole life. So, you know, just trying to bridge that gap has been a big thing for me since I got in the league.
What makes it so comfortable with you and Daniel Jones? I mean, you didn't really get to play until, what, game number 3 when Daniel Jones got to take over for Eli Manning and started and has been there with you the rest of the... What is the connection that you have with him? How would you describe that?
You know, I think we just kind of by, I guess, just over time, we just kind of tend to be on the same page, you know. And I think he's gotten a good feel for my skill set, you know, being that we came in day one, that rookie mini camp. And, you know, I've gotten a pretty good feel for how he likes to throw the ball, where he likes to put the ball. And I think it's just helped us be successful a lot.
You're taking on the Chicago Bears this weekend after the bye, of course. And the bottom line is, with them, they have struggled themselves this year. They were very good last year, as you know, but they have struggled this year. When you look at film, will you look at the Bears? Will you look at their secondary to see who you might be going against and who might be covering you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they still have a tremendous defense. For the most part, their defense is about the same as it was last year. It was maybe even, you know, from a personnel standpoint, a little better. Prince Mukamara's and Kyle Fuller, their 2 corners. You know, Prince is more of a veteran player. Kyle's a veteran player as well, but a little younger. You know, both 2 really good cornerbacks.
And we know from Buster Skrine as well, by the way, because he played here as well. And, of course, if a lot of Giants fans are hoping that Buster Skrine is going to cover you because you will beat him every time out.
I mean, that's my game plan. Every time I go out there, you know, whoever lines up across me, you know, I plan to beat.
Do you have any goals for the rest of the season other than to catch more touchdown passes?
No goals really, except just to try to try to help, continue to help, find ways to help my team get wins. You know, ultimately at the end of the day, you know, it's great to, you know, score touchdowns, have a bunch of catches, but, you know, if you don't come away with the wins, then it's kind of meaningless for me at least. So, you know, I definitely just look forward to finding ways to win games with my teammates.
And you've adjusted to New York and playing in the Northeast?
It's definitely a lot different playing up here than it is in the South, because I didn't know Jersey was such a windy place. you know, I'm coming to realize, you know, the Meadowlands, a lot of wind come through here, and obviously the cold weather as well is something I've never experienced. So, but, you know, I'm adjusting to it, living up here, you know, getting used to it day by day.
Do you and Daniel Jones have any conversations whatsoever about the wind and weather conditions, certainly before a game? Will you have any conversation with him, and will you notice anything different with how he is going to throw that football to you and how you are going to catch it?
Not so much during the game. Wind hasn't really been too much of a factor in our game so far this year. But, you know, in practice all the time we deal with it. And, you know, for them, it's kind of trying to counter the wind with throws. And for us, it's more so of a focus thing. You just got to make sure you look the ball all the way in your hands, because, you know, it could move late with the wind and things of that nature. But, you know, hasn't been too much of a problem for us in games this year.
Why do you think you were, when the draft was being held, were you sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting? Round one, round two, here we go to round three and four, and finally in round five, and you're taking 171 overall. Do you think a lot of teams, obviously, a lot of teams that may have seen you on the board and let you go by the wayside? Was that building up? Did you think you were going to be drafted at all? Did you think that some of these teams that may have seen you on the board and passed you by, how were you feeling? How were you thinking? That were you going to get drafted or not? What were you thinking?
I definitely thought I was going to get drafted. I knew I would probably get drafted in the mid rounds, but I didn't expect to all the way to the fifth round. You know, obviously I was disappointed, but I mean, getting drafted into this league is pretty difficult. So, you know, getting drafted in any round is a blessing, but obviously, you know, I felt like I was a better player than that. And, you know, I've just kind of used it as something to motivate me, going through this season to try, you know, prove people, some scouts and, you know, whoever, you know, whatever it was that, you know, made them jump over me or skip over me in the process. You know, hopefully make them realize, you know, they made a mistake in the end.
You basically saying you have a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Well, listen, we have seen you play, and you have been terrific. Giants fans are just absolutely delighted. And when there has been with the case with the Shepherd being out, Evan Engram, of course, missing time, you've gotten the opportunity to show what you can do, and not only is the team happy with you, but Giants fans, of course, as well. So everybody is wishing you the best the rest of this season and to have a great career, and we can't thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yep, anytime. Thanks a lot. All right, Darius Slayton of the New York Football Giants. Tonight's Giants segment of the show was presented by EY, the better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.